Our scripture reading this morning comes from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 through 20. May the word of God fall afresh on your ears this day. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways, and observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him, for that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Take note, Morgan is here singing today. I want to give her a big hand and thank her for being here this morning. Our praise band is awesome, and we love having Morgan join them as well. So it is Trinity Sunday, so I'm just going to say a few words about that. The Trinitarian language, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God that we experience in these three persons, that God has expressed God's self to humankind through creation, that we are created in God's image, the Father. The Son, we experience God through the presence of Jesus Christ. When we read the words of Scripture and we see Christ's life expressed on those pages, we reflect on his life, his death, and his resurrection and how that impacts us. That we receive salvation, that we receive Christ's righteousness, that we are not made right with God because of our own actions, but it is because of Christ's actions that we are made right with God. It is in Christ Jesus that our lives intersect and are found valuable and full worth, that comes to fruition. God is always pursuing us, telling us, you are beloved, you are loved. And it is in the expression of Jesus Christ that we find that. And then the Holy Spirit. It's that Holy Spirit that dwells within us, the very Spirit of God dwelling within us, leading us, guiding us, comforting us. It is that still small voice within us that we have to learn to listen to, that leads us to abundant life. The very presence of God dwelling within us, changing us, sanctifying us, helping us to respond in obedience, to help us do the things right that we could not do before. The Holy Spirit truly sets us free. our scripture today, even though it's not in Trinitarian language, what I want you to hear is there is a choice made daily. Especially Cameron and Skylar, I want you to hear these words. God presents you every single day with a choice of life and death. Every single day. One path leads you closer to God, leads you fuller into the presence of the Spirit, and sets you free. The other path leads to slavery and death. Let me explain to you what that means. It comes from our understanding of the law. A lot of times, especially when we're younger, and especially when we're set in our ways to do what we really want to do, we feel like the law is hindering. Sometimes we might feel like we are slave to the law because the law is constantly telling us what we can do and what we cannot do. And if God wants us to truly be free, then why are we shackled to the law? The law wasn't given for you to be shackled to it. It was to shed light on what abundant life truly looked like. A life led by God. God's will and want and desire for our life. For example, thou shalt not murder. If you truly want to be in community, and you truly want to express a love to your brothers and sisters in Christ and to the rest of the world, you're not going to go around killing people. That's God's desire, that none of us would kill one another, that these school shootings would never happen, that war would never happen, that we would learn to live in peace with one another. So stated simply, thou shalt not murder. That one day we live in a place where it was not deemed necessary. Nobody would have the desire to. But it happens. All of the Ten Commandments are broken in one way or another. Each one of these commandments, all ten, are to show us how to live in peace with God and how to live in peace with one another. And it sheds light on our whole own well-being. It shows us that we all fall short of the glory of God because probably every single one of us in this room has probably broken at least one of the Ten Commandments. And you're like, oh, not me. Those are pretty big. Well, you know, some of them are pretty simple, like, I will not covet. If any of you have ever felt any twinge of jealousy, guess what? Right. If any of you have been wrapped up in a possession where your desire was just to pursue that possession and you were not going to be happy until you had it, whether it was a game, a car, an outfit, a pair of shoes, a home, a job, and in those moments you wanted that more than anything, guess what? That became your idol. That became more important than any person or God in those moments. You see, temptation happens all the time. It happens to every single one of us. And the law sheds light on those temptations and our weaknesses. It highlights those. And we battle with these all the time. And we're on a path. We choose freedom. To be obedient, are we choose to be shackled to our sin? Because for some reason, we're not smart enough sometimes to figure it out. That bad choices lead to bad lifestyles. Bad choices lead to addiction and abusive relationships. And devaluing ourselves and the people around us. And we struggle with that. And Cameron and Skylar, I want you to hear this because you are on the path to make your faith your own. To instill that faith so strongly in you that it's your own. There have been times in your life when you face situations where there's an option to do something that you know is wrong. And there could have been a little something to hold you back. Like, oh, you know what? If I do that, I'm going to get in big trouble, so I can't do that. My parents don't allow that, or that goes against the rules of my church. I learned in youth that I shouldn't do that. I can't do that. There's this rule placed on your heart that you are afraid of the consequences if it's found out. So what you say is, I can't. In those moments, it's to choose to do or not to do, and hopefully in some moments, many moments, that you were able to be strong enough because of the encouragement of your families and your church and your friends, that you were able to say, no, I can't. But there comes to a point in time where you're going to be leaving home. You're going to be distancing yourself from the structures that made you so strong in those moments. And there's a moment in your life where I can't has to become I won't do that because I choose. There have been times in your life where people have chose for you and you've bent to that will. But as you mature and as you leave and make your own way, there has to be a time when you choose for yourself and that I can't has to be transformed into I won't do that. And there is where you find your freedom. When you are strong enough to say, I won't. I won't go down the path that leads me to addiction. I will steer clear of that. I won't go down the path that leads to destructive relationships. I won't date someone who doesn't believe like I believe. I won't date someone who yells or screams at me. I won't date someone who has an addictive personality that's struggling with drugs or alcohol. I won't. And the statement, I won't, is grounded in several things. It's grounded in our faith, and our faith comes from, of course, our belief in God, but it also comes with our understanding of our own value. Number one, that we deserve better because God wants better for us, because God loves us so deeply that God would sacrifice God's self. That God would even go to the cross. You were created in the image of God, the very image of God. Every single person here, every person on the planet is created in the image of God. And it is holding on to that value where we find the strength to comprehend how beloved we are. Your value does not come in your own what you do. Skylar and Cameron, we expect great things from you guys. And we know that you are going to be extremely successful, but it is not that success that makes you so valuable and so beloved. Your value, your worth comes from the very hand of God, the very creation of you. God's spirit indwelling in you. God deciding that you are valuable and worthy of God's love. That's where you find your value. The world will tell you differently. The world will tell you, pursue success, pursue promotion, pursue the biggest education you can. Don't be satisfied. Continue climbing that ladder. And when you mess up, the world will tell you, well, you weren't so valuable after all. The world will beat you up when things don't go your way. Remember where your value is. God gives us to us differently than the world gives. God speaks differently to us as the world speaks, and God's values are extremely different than the world's. Do not forget that you are beloved. This is the only way that you will be able to live life to the fullest, with nothing to prove, because you don't have to prove anything to anybody. You don't even have to prove yourself to God, because God already loves you. The other living outright is living with nothing to hide, and that's where sin comes in. We like to hide sin. We like to tuck it away. Sin usually happens in darkness. And what we mean by that is you don't want anybody else to know the bad things that you have done. And the more we hide it, the more we like to run to it, because we think, oh, we can skip the consequences. If no one finds out, I can do whatever I want. I can try out this drug with my friends, and no one will ever know. I can date this person who has different morals than me and hope that it doesn't have an impact on my own morals. But every time we take those steps, we lose ground. And we all struggle with that ground. And praise God, this isn't where we find our value. But we find that within the law, that we don't obey the law to gain God's grace. It is because of God's grace we enter into a life of obedience. It is because of God's love and returning that love that we want to please God, that we want to share that love with the rest of the world. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are changed and enabled and empowered to be able to live that life of freedom. Those that took advantage of what they would call freedom, because it is a slippery slope, that have played games with their lives, who have done drugs, who have been immoral in their relationships, who have not led the life that was expected, miss opportunities, or even not doing the things to miss opportunities of being kind to someone, to show God's love to someone, to be a good friend, to be honest, to not lie, to not hurt or maim or kill someone with their words. All of these things, when we think about our own morals that ground us, these are the things that set us free. And when we slip and we decide to let our anger get the best of us, when we give in to temptation and do what feels good in the moment, that's when we begin to lose our freedom. Because as we enter in and give in to temptation, the chains begin to grasp onto us. We begin to get shackled. And the more we enter into that lifestyle, the more we get shackled and the harder it is to get out. And though you may have felt like you were free to choose in that moment, whatever felt good in that moment that was wrong and you knew it was wrong, you're giving up your freedom. It's the exact opposite of what you thought it was. Because everyone doing what they want to do in the moment, that whole idea, utopia, that's why utopia doesn't work. Because we do not realize that every time we choose to be immoral, we lose a bit of our freedom every single time. Because it will enslave us. To live with nothing to hide means that you're honest, that you live out in the open and you do nothing in secret or in darkness, that you don't do anything that you would want to hide from someone else, that what you see, Cameron and Skylar, is what you get. And God, there are no secrets that are hidden from God. We're called to be open and honest. That the relationship we have with God, whatever you might be struggling with today, I encourage all of you, whatever you may be struggling with today, whatever is capturing you, enslaving you, to be open and honest with God with that. That the Holy Spirit is empowering you to break those and to overcome whatever it is that is enslaving us is hard work. It's easy to get in there, but it is hard to get out. It's like falling into a hole with no ladder, and you've got to claw yourself out of there. But you're not left alone. God's with you. And the other thing is that if you are struggling with something, find people around you that will encourage you and even admonish you, that will hold you accountable. Where you bring everything to light so that you can live with nothing to hide. Fully living in the Spirit is living like you have nothing to hide. That you know your own value and you have nothing to prove. Next week, we'll talk about what it means to live like there is nothing to lose. And Cameron and Skylar, I encourage y'all to come back to hear that. But you too have a great, abundant future ahead. And I pray that you understand what it means and you fully grasp what it means to live fully abiding with God and truly understanding the freedom that God gives us each and every day. Every day you have a choice to choose life or death, to choose a life of blessings or a life of curses. Hear that challenge. And rise. Rise to the challenge, to each and every occasion, each and every opportunity, so that you can fully live. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.